If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Big Blue Breakdown as we go over the game balls and gassers for the New York Giants' 14-3 victory over the Detroit Lions in both teams' preseason openers at MetLife Stadium. Yeah, it was a rainy affair, a mist throughout, at some points a pretty heavy downpour, but for the most part, a pretty clean game despite some sloppy conditions on the artificial surface. All right, so let's start things off with the Giants' game balls. On offense, you know, we've got to go to running back Eric Gray. Now, there were some other candidates here, and we'll go over those honorable mentions in just a minute. But Gray had almost 100 yards of total yards from scrimmage. He had a 48-yard touchdown run early in the second quarter when once he broke through the line and juked a defender, he was able to turn it up to a second gear and actually outraced a defensive back to the end zone. Something we didn't necessarily see. I mean, game-breaking speed from him deep into the secondary was not something that a lot of the scouts were expecting to have out of him when he came out in the draft last season. He also had a 1-yard touchdown plunge as he ran effectively behind a push from the offensive line. Gray with four catches for 46 yards, including a long of 24 as well. So he showed versatility as a back in both the receiving game and in the run game. Now, Dante Miller has to be considered for honorable mention here. The former Columbia University back, 12 carries for a game high 63 yards. He had a long of 19. Several times during the course of the game, he came within one hit of breaking a big one. And every time that he got close to doing so, the entire stadium started to roar in anticipation that he would have a game-breaking play. A game ball on defense. Well, it's pretty easy to go here too. Despite the fact that the Giants overall had a nice defensive performance, and there'll be a couple of honorable mentions that I will mention here as well. But I think the bottom line is, when you look at the defensive effort by Boogie Basham, you have to be impressed. Basham, 4 tackles, 1 sack, 2 passes defensed. Now, this is a guy who came out of Wake Forest a few years ago and was rather nondescript with the Buffalo Bills, came to the Giants last year in a trade. With about 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter, he beat his man one-on-one with a nice pass rush and got the sack. That's exactly what the Giants want to see out of this backup edge rusher. And quite frankly, he's not a speed rusher. He's more of a power rusher. And that's what he was able to do as he got to the quarterback on this night. Again, 2 passes defensed as well. Always make sure you get your hands up so that if you don't get to the quarterback, at least you've got a chance to screw up the play. So for Boogie Basham, a good start. I talked to him after the ball game, and Basham was extremely pleased about not only what he had done, but how he is fitting into new defensive coordinator Shane Bowen's system. It is going to be very, very interesting to see if after last year when he got here and didn't really seem to have an impact and maybe he didn't quite fit in under Wink Martindale, it's going to be interesting to see how Boogie Basham continues to develop. He's had a pretty good camp, and this was a nice way to start things off in preseason game number 1. All right, we look at some honorable mention defensive game balls in this game. Linebacker Deontay Johnson had a sack and a third down stop early in this ball game. He would later get a bit nicked up, come out, was able to go back in, but then the Giants held him out. This guy, a free agent linebacker out of Toledo, did some really good things last summer and did not make the team, but the Giants were able to bring him back during the offseason, and he has had a good training camp. Has had a number of good reps, even gotten up on, moved up on the depth chart several times during the workouts. And then here in the game, it was clear during the first half while he was playing, he definitely was stout on the inside and did a nice job. So an honorable mention for Deontay Johnson. Again, we're talking about the Giants front 7. And these guys are backups who are trying to prove that they deserve spots on this team. And with the Giants front 7 being so stellar in their starting lineup, it is important for these guys to show what they show now during the preseason, because they may be called upon at some point and will have to fit in seamlessly into what the Giants expect to be is going to be a very good defense. All right. We have one other honorable mention to give you on the defensive side of the ball, and that's Trey Herndon. The former Jacksonville Jaguars defensive back had an interception, ran it back 35 yards, and look, the pick was a nice one. He anticipated it well. The ball was thrown into traffic, zipped in to make the pick in the red zone, so it thwarted the scoring opportunity, and for that, you want to be very, very happy. And you do give him an honorable mention in terms of a game ball. Heck, it's a turnover. You know, turnovers are game-changing plays, right? This came late in the second quarter while the Giants had the lead. However, one thing that we're going to talk about later on is that at the end of the play, there was a no-no that is also going to land him on the gassers list. But we'll get to that in just a bit. Let's go to special teams now. And as I give out my game ball for special teams, this one was very, very difficult because in general, the Giants had very good kick coverage from a number of players. Darnay Holmes, Miles Boykin, Bryce Ford Wheaton. It looked like the Giants' kick coverage was really in mid-season form. Now, they did a great job. Gunnar Olszewski did a terrific job of handling kicks. In fact, he handled 3 punt returns flawlessly. You'll remember what a great job he did last year when he came over in midseason after being picked up on waivers from the Steelers. Last night, The ball was slick. As we talked about, steady rain, bits of stoppages, but then followed by pretty strong bouts of heavy rain. And yet, despite all of that trouble, Olszewski handled three punt returns flawlessly, something he had shown after he got to the Giants last year. So that was no surprise. And so, in addition to some really nice work by the coverage units, Olszewski certainly deserves a thumbs up. But we're going to give our game ball on special teams to veteran punter Jamie Gillen. Now, Gillen finished with seven punts for a net of over 42.5 yards, which you're always going to be pleased with. Three fair catches, placed the ball well, got some hang time. But again, the coverage units were a part of that. Wound up with four of his kicks inside the 20. Now, you know, a lot of people still don't value special teams as one third of the game. But as my former broadcast partner Jeff Fiegels will remind you, it is. And quite frankly, with the new kickoff rules and the expected big plays that we'll see in the kick return game on those kickoffs, maybe not necessarily punts, but special teams may take on a much, much bigger role than what some people have perceived in the past. And truly, they may live up to that mantra of being one-third of the game. All right, so those are my game balls for the Giants in their win over the Detroit Lions.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go to the gassers. Well, the gassers for offense is pretty easy. Because anytime your quarterback turns the ball over, especially with a very ill-thrown pass, he's going to put himself in the contender's box for getting the gasser. And starting quarterback Drew Lock, who threw an interception near midfield with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Kirby Joseph was the defensive back on the play. Locke tried to force the ball into Isaiah Hodgins, and there were a couple of Lions looking around. He did not see Joseph, and he threw that dart down the right sideline on the third drive of the game for the Giants, and it was picked off. It was one of two turnovers that the Giants would have on the night. Locke finishing 4 of 10 for only 17 yards, and he only registered with his offense 2 first downs as he played roughly one quarter. Locke wound up getting an injured hip and had to come out of the game with just a short time left in that first quarter. Tommy DeVito went the rest of the way. You're asking about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones did not play last night. He was scratched from the lineup, not because of injury or anything to do with that. The Giants did not play most of their starters in this game. In fact, on offense, Malik Nabers, the rookie, was the only Giants offensive player to start the game, and that's because Brian Daboll wanted to make sure that all of his rookies were able to get some snaps in this preseason opener against Detroit. So Drew Locke, because of his interception, more than anything else, he just didn't see the defensive back. He is going to get the offensive gasser for this game against the Lions. All right, we go to defense. Now, you know, if we're going to put a heavy emphasis on a turnover for the Gassers, and it won't always be the case. Sometimes it might wind up being a specific key play, even though a player did well throughout the course of the four quarters. But here, the Giants had a solid defensive effort throughout the course of the night. So it is going to be a turnover, and I mentioned it earlier in this particular program. Defensive back Trey Herndon. Well, remember the interception that I told you about that made him an honorable mention in terms of the game ball on defense? Well, after that really nice 35-yard return, he wound up getting the ball poked away from behind by Tom Kennedy, one of the Lions' wide receivers, who then trailed the play and came back and was in on the tackle and forced Herndon to fumble the ball that was recovered by the Detroit Lions near midfield. Now, why is this a problem? Well, obviously, you've given up the turnover, which doesn't help because it now becomes a Lions takeaway at the same time. Also, there was about 1 minute left in the second quarter, and the Giants were up 14-3. Now, because that fumble occurred near midfield, it put the Lions in outstanding field position with a chance to try to get some points, which they did not. The Giants' defense was stout and wound up holding them and forcing them to punt, and there was no damage done. But you can imagine in a regular season game, you give up the ball near midfield with about a minute to go and you have a 14-3 lead, a potential score by the opposition would just be a devastating punch as you go into the locker room and give the other team significant momentum. So it could have been a much more costly turnover by Herndon after he came up with the takeaway. So for that, we will give him the defensive gasser. We should also add that had the Giants been able to maintain that takeaway, think about it. They would have had the ball near midfield with that 14-3 lead and about a minute left in the half. And Tommy DeVito would have been able to now execute, you know, his hurry-up offense and potentially, again, in a regular season game, imagine. Not only would he have gotten practice here in this game to run that hurry up at the end of a half, but think about it. If you're up 14-3 and now you add points, all right, maybe it's not a touchdown. Maybe it's only a field goal. Imagine how you feel going into the locker room with that late score and at least a 17-3 advantage. Missed opportunity. So, again, Herndon gets the gasser on defense here in this one. Special teams. This one's very tricky. See, because when you look at the special teams, what do they always say? Ball security is the most important. So there's a lot of stuff happening on special teams, and it's hard to keep an eye on everything, especially with the new kickoff formation. But it's kind of easy in this particular case because Isaiah McKenzie muffed a punt return. Two punt return attempts, one kickoff return attempt, but early in the second quarter, he muffed a punt return. Again, wet ball, wet conditions, but these guys are pros. They're supposed to hold on to the ball when they're back there and given the opportunity on a return. That's the primary objective, get the ball. Well, he did wind up recovering his own muff. So no damage, no harm, no foul. But because he did muff that punt return, he gets my special teams gasser for the night. McKenzie is going into his eighth NFL season. Now remember, he's got a history with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane because of his time with the Buffalo Bills. And during the previous 7 years that he's played in this league, he has returned plenty of kicks, plenty of punts in particular. He is in a very, very close battle, believe it or not, with Gunnar Olszewski for that primary punt return job. Both guys are diminutive wide receivers. And so when you look at them, they are both going to be very deep on the wide receiver depth chart if they make the team, because they're primarily going to make the team because they'll be the lead punt return guy. Well, Olszewski handled three punts flawlessly. McKenzie had a muff on a punt return. He gets my guesser in this case against Detroit. All right, couple other items, generally speaking, about this game. Giants ran the ball well, 27 carries for 155 yards. We talked about Eric Gray's 48-yard touchdown run earlier. That certainly inflated that number. But the offensive line, the backup offensive lineman, did a solid job in terms of the run game. The pass rush on defense, they wound up with 4 sacks and 8 tackles for a loss, by the way. So a really solid job by the backup front seven, especially the defensive line. So the trenches performed well for the Giants, and they were playing backups in this game. So they did well against the Lions backups. We do need to mention the Lions didn't play their starters either. And so that does come into play. The Giants defense only allowed 2 plays of over 15 yards. And the longest play of the night was a pass play from veteran Nick Sudfeld for 26 yards. And that came in garbage time in the fourth quarter. So again, an overall A solid performance by the defense. The Lions were 0-for-4 on fourth down opportunities. They did not score in the red zone. 0-for-3 on red zone chances. 5-for-17 on third down. And less than 230 yards of total offense. So overall, something that Coach Daboll would be pleased with. The Giants were very sound in their tackling. And they did all hustled to the ball throughout the course of the night. So I'm sure that will please him. By the way, no big leaks on special teams either. That was a pretty good sign. Talking to my broadcast partner on the game, Howard Cross, Howard saying to me when he was behind the goalpost, he wanted to take a look at the formations of the kickoff return and so forth. He said that during the course of the night, there were a number of open holes in the kickoff return game, and it was clear that the returner on both teams just did not see the holes and hit the holes quickly enough, and that's why we did not see any huge kickoff returns throughout the course of the night. So that'll be something to watch for next week when the Giants will visit the Houston Texans in preseason game number 2. One other item to mention here, a generic observation, which will come down on the negative side of the ledger for the Giants. 8 penalties during the course of the night, including 5 that resulted in Detroit Lions first downs. That is not something that Brian Daboll will want to see during the course of the regular season. So that'll do it for this edition of the Big Blue Breakdown, the Game Balls and Gassers version. We, of course, will be back after every single Giants game this year to give you our Game Balls and Gassers for offense, for defense, and for special teams. Some of them may be obvious to you. Others may be hidden in the weeds, and we'll simply have to ferret them out. Once again, in the preseason opener, the Giants beat the Detroit Lions 14-3. I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on the Big Blue Breakdown. Hopefully, you'll be joining us live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock as we connect with you, the fans, to talk Giants football. So long, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.